And you know, I mean, these days you think of you know, leaky condos and horrible problems that have come about, and sometimes the reasons are pretty small, like, you know, overhangs aren't large enough or something like that. But some of these post-war houses, I mean, they're still standing. They seem to be going strong. I mean, a lot of these post, and so with just simple houses, well built.
Oh, certainly. And of course, there again, you can look back to the history. If you go over into Vancouver, you drive down, say, Oak Street, say in the neighborhood of about 16th to 24th or something like this here, and you'll see some of these old apartments sitting there. They've been there since the 1920s, perhaps, you know. They're doing just fine. Now, when we built, they were substantially built, of course. But they weren't sealed that well. We had vapor barriers on the outside, and I have gone in and rebuilt even my own place. We put additions on it and stripped off walls that, you know, like an outside exposed wall that had been there for 15 years. And absolutely the way that it was put together the day it was made. So we had vapor barriers, paper, various kinds that we
So,
used.
like tar paper, is that
Yeah,
what
tar paper
people would
on the
say?
outside, VABAR we called it, vapor barrier paper on the inside that enclosed the insulation, which was just fiberglass, was the final product after rock wool and this sort of thing. It's a natural progression. But again, the whole concept was to keep the moisture passing through this into the cavity that of the construction area, the studs and so on, and then passing through the outside without staying around, eh? It was just sort of sucked out. And the one thing that always comes to mind, because almost everybody smoked in those days, and we would sit down to have a coffee and a smoke, so-called, and we could light a cigarette and we could take the match and put over electric next to an electrical plug that we were sitting down on the floor and just reach over and put that in front of the plug, it would blow out. Just it was just as if you had a friend over there just gave it a puff. Because the cavity, the building cavity, the actual structure was air passable, you might say. There were, actually was a current in there. So today, you don't get that because everything is isolated. You've got boxes around all those plugs. You've got actually sealed with special sealant, and then you have the plastic inside. And this is poly plastic. And anytime you want to check that out, just tack up a piece and keep it hot on one side, cold on the other side, and you'll see condensation there. That is what's rotting these houses out.
So the earlier houses, they breathed, like
Yes,
air was moving in and out of them.
that's the best word I could possibly think of. So that's why they're there today. I mean, it was just nothing to keep the moisture in, and that didn't it didn't make for the most solid house as far as air penetration or anything like that, because the windows also were looser. You know, the advent of the steel and then progression into the aluminum windows and then progression into vinyl today didn't start until the mid 70s, perhaps, or certainly into the 60s. I can't quite remember how it went there. But even at that, they were single glazed glass. Well, no one would have single glazed glass today unless you had storm double type windows, totally isolated. So you can't get the cold air passage through the frame into the inside. There's usually a thermal barrier in there. So, you know, we've come a long ways in that respect, technologically. However, the cost of that has been the accumulation of this moisture inside, which rotted the buildings out. And I can recall putting an addition on our house in Buxton Court, and this was. It was quite different. But anyway, I was following all the regulations impeccably, as I usually did. And the inspector came out to take a look at the addition, and I had all the plastic on and sealed properly and everything. And he shook his head and he says, yeah, it passes, it's just fine. He says, and he shook his head as he walked out. He said, you know, we're going to pay dearly for this one day.
Mm.
And we have, of course. Yeah. We have a whole new industry, of course, looking after leaky condos.
Mm-hmm. Envelope repair.
Yeah, yeah. Of which we've had a bit to do with, too, because we do own apartments that have this in them. But never to that degree.
So during the so-called post-war boom period, were there any development operations that didn't go as promised? Occasionally in Burnaby's past, you hear of development plans that they're looking for investors and pre-sales, and it never gets off the ground. Were there any scams?
I suppose there would be. You know, we were building. And until the 70s, when I got involved in the real estate business, none of that really was an item, because we would go out, we're going to be working for the next 3 months on that particular lot, building that house, and we actually built it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we had bricks to put down or a septic tank to put in or something, we did it. We didn't have a whole pile of sub-trades. We had roofers, electricians, and the likes of this, but I don't know of any real scams. There was always the Sharpies around. There always was that.
And real estate wheeling and dealing, were people buying and flipping houses?
There wasn't a need to, because the land values weren't increasing any amount. And so there was people who did buy, and they held for investment, and they did sell, I suppose, and all this sort of thing. We did run into a few of those. But it was not a, well, I can buy that cheap and I can just
sell
it next week or something like this here. A lot of it was, well, the house is badly run down. It's an older house. It needs upgrading. It needs improvements, all this. And someone, perhaps with our expertise, could go in there, or they would hire us. And that did happen a few times, to go in and upgrade it and bring it up into condition. And then they sold it. So there was this speculation, but it's not really speculation.
But for the most part, people are buying the homes so they can move there, live there for some time.
Yeah.